This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday there's no evidence there has been a sudden increase in the number of objects in the skies over North America, explaining after a Chinese spy balloon was shot down that radar was enhanced to pick up more slow-moving objects. From Washington, VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman has details.
Speaking at the White House, President Biden said the U.S. intelligence community is still analyzing information about the three objects the U.S. military shot down over Alaska, Canada, and a U.S. northern lake, but they don't appear to have been put aloft by China or any other country. Those encounters occurred after what officials here regard as a Chinese spy balloon was down with a missile after it traversed the United States, an action Biden says he ordered to send a clear message to Beijing.
The violation of our sovereignty is unacceptable. We'll act to protect our country, and we did.
Biden added he plans to speak with Chinese President Xi Jinping in hopes of getting to the bottom of this. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
We are deeply dismayed by Israelis' announcement that they will advance thousands of new settlements and retroactively legalize 9 outposts in the West Bank that were until now illegal under Israeli law.
That's White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. She was speaking to reporters Thursday about the Israeli cabinet's decision to expand settlement activity on the occupied West Bank. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government has authorized 9 Jewish settler outposts in the occupied West Bank and announced mass construction of new homes and established settlements. Jean-Pierre said such activity creates facts on the ground that undermine a two-state solution. From Washington, to VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Thursday said he would deploy Royal Canadian Navy vessels off the coast of Haiti to help counteract gang violence and political unrest.
Today, I am announcing that Canada will also deploy Royal Canadian Navy vessels to conduct surveillance, gather intelligence, and maintain a maritime presence off the Haitian coast in the coming weeks.
Trudeau made the announcement at a conference of the Caribbean Community, or CARICOM, regional bloc in the Bahamas. Canada has also sent surveillance aircraft, armored vehicles, and security gear to Haiti to help tame gang violence that has killed hundreds of people and displaced more than 100,000. Trudeau also called on acting Prime Minister Ariel Henry to hold free and fair elections. The administration has been without democratically elected representatives since early January. Police fired tear gas to disperse hundreds of supporters of Senegal opposition leader Ousmane Sonko on Thursday after he left court in the capital, Dakar, where hearings are underway in a libel case against him. Reuters' Angela Johnston reports.
Police fired tear gas in the Senegalese capital on Thursday to disperse hundreds of supporters of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko. It's the latest sign of unrest in the West African country and took place with hearings in a libel case against Sonko underway. He's seen as a potential challenger for President Macky Sall in elections set to take place next year. If Sall seeks a third term in Senegal, which opponents say is unconstitutional.
Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. The family of actor Bruce Willis says his brain condition has gotten worse. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
Bruce Willis's family says he has been diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia and there are no treatments. They say they hope that as his condition advances, any media attention will shine a light on this disease that needs more awareness and research. Willis's family had said a year ago he was suffering from aphasia, which makes it difficult to understand or express speech. Willis, who is 67, is known for films like Die Hard and The Sixth Sense. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A 17-year-old girl was rescued Thursday after 10 days trapped under rubble in Turkey's Kahramanmaraş province as the death toll from the devastating earthquake in the country and neighboring Syria surpassed 42,000 people. The girl was extracted from the ruins of a collapsed apartment block before being covered in a gold thermal blanket and carried away 248 hours after the 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck in the dead of night on February 6th. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.